ever pitched, and that was Marichal against Spahn, 16 innings.
That was a game in which Willie hit a home run in the 16th inning to win the game. Yeah, Marichal went the distance. I don't think... I guess Spahn went the distance, too. Yeah, both of them. Both of them went the distance. I saw Hubbell pitch. Speaking of that, I saw Hubbell pitch the first game of a doubleheader against St. Louis, in which he went 18 innings. I'm pretty sure I'm correct. 18 innings to win. Yeah. Yeah. 18 innings to win. I mean, today that would be, you know. I'll tell you something else, Marty. Somehow, they didn't come down with sore groins, sore arms, didn't have fancy surgeries to replace tendons. I don't know what it was about the game that was different then than it is today.
Well, they didn't throw as many pitches and maybe didn't go as hard, as long, and the games were quicker and they threw less pitches, I think.
That probably is part of it. I think also that the game is tougher today because the ball players, I think, are better today. They're stronger, they're faster. You know, they've grown up in 50 years. They've gotten they're, it's a tougher game today.
So who's your favorite player of all time?
Without question, Willie. Willie, he could do more things on that ball field. It was such a pleasure to watch him play. I mean, watch him play the outfield was unbelievable. I mean, he was two steps after that ball before the ball got hit. Yeah, it was. He had an instinct for the game, I think, that very few players have. But yeah, I think Willie has to be the another favorite ball player of mine was McCovey. Somehow, I can recall McCovey getting up there when it was a really tough spot in a ball game, and you had a feeling that he was going to hit the ball out. You know, and he did, invariably. He was a great hitter. McCovey's a great hitter. I remember the day he came up. He hit two triples, I think. Four hits, two triples against Roberts. Yeah. Who was a good pitcher, who refused to throw at anybody. Roberts would not throw at a hitter. He would not throw at a hitter. He didn't believe in it. And he got him out anyway.
What do you think of Leo DeRocher?
DeRocher was a money player. DeRocher didn't have all of the physical skills that a great ball player has, but DeRocher was a winner. In many ways, DeRocher was like Eddie Stanky. You know, the same kind of a ball player. DeRocher, I've seen DeRocher hit a clutch home run down the right field line. It went 280 feet. That's all it went. But in an important game, he hit a tough home run. He was a tough ball player. He was a tough manager. Yeah, he was the same kind of manager that he was a ball player. He expected that from his ball players. He's a good manager. Particularly with a good team. He kind of lost interest if the team wasn't good. I'll tell you another pitcher that I really liked. Sal Magley. I used to love Magley. Magley and Bob Gibson. I mean, if a batter took a toe hold at the plate, you knew that the next pitch was coming right by his nose. You know? But Magley, unfortunately... lost a few years down the Mexican League, as did Monte Irvin, who was another really, really good ball player. Monte Irvin could steal home at the drop of a hat. You know, I mean, yep. When do you see a steal of home today? Never, never. Irvin, I think one year Irvin must have stolen home 15, 16 times. Good ball player.
What sports writers did you like to read?
John Kiernan in the Times. Red Smith. They had style. They really did. They were writers. They weren't gossipers. They were writers. I mean, you pick, even today you pick up anthologies of their writing, and they really could write.
What about listening to games on the radio? Do you remember that?
I remember listening to games on the radio before they were live, when they used to fake the crack of the bat. Sure, I used to listen to those games all the time.
Who did you listen to?
I don't even.
Oh, in the 40s. How about Bill Stern?
Yeah, but Bill Stern was not was announced. But he was a feature guy, and wasn't mostly Yankees. Yeah, we never listened to Yankee ball games. Come on. Hated the Yankees.
So you live close to Yankee Stadium, and I stood on the site of where the Polo Grounds used to be, and I looked over, and there was Yankee Stadium maybe a mile away, but you never went there?
No, never went there. Never went there. Never. Never. Wouldn't be seen there. I came from a family of Giant fans, uncles and my father, and very early in our young years, we knew what was right and what was wrong.
Well, these are great memories of the game. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. It's a pleasure.